Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Say amen. You're looking amazing. I give God the glory for your lives. Clap for yourself. Amen. Good morning to all of you. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. It is a joy, the third Sunday of 2022 in the month of January. Ladies and gentlemen, help me thank God that you are still alive. My intercession will go for the families of people who have been burnt by fire to death just this year. One happened yesterday at the Gomoa area, killing a husband, a wife, and five children. Yesterday. One happened in Kumasi, one happened at La Paz, and now in the Gomoa area. Don't know what it is about fire now. The attack is with fire and it is against families, husband, wife, children. I give God the glory that you are alive. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. W3 service is live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We also live on Amansan Television, live on Facebook, live on Instagram, live on YouTube, live on podcast. Good morning to all of you. I'm going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down on this. My name Kofi Odru. We're transmitting live from Isaac and Comfort and Ponsan Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. Allow me to read our foundation scripture to you right after that. I build up from there. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John 12, 20 and 21. The Bible said, there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. We crave to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. And having read you that, I will proceed further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Yesterday in Texas, a synagogue was intercepted by a terrorist. A man went in with guns, took hold of the rabbi and the congregation, and is demanding the release of a prisoner. These things are some of the things that the Bible is talking about. There are things that are going to come that goes way beyond human comprehension. Things that does not make sense. Things that the Bible calls abomination that makes desolate. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 15. The Bible said, and when you see the abomination that makes desolate, or abomination of desolation, spoken by the prophet Daniel, standing in the holy place, he that readeth, let him understand. In other words, let that person become a for. Let that person become that person that understand that something serious is in the pipeline. Sweetheart, this is the end time. You can't live life like everything is just normal. Everything is not normal. Everything is not normal. If everything was normal, a father will not sleep with twins who are his own daughters and impregnate both of them. Everything is not normal. Some of the things, when I am repeating it, it becomes very heavy to my tongue because it doesn't make any sense. And before we take our seats and hear the word of the Lord, I want you to understand that that is what Christ is looking for, that you will be counted worthy to escape all these craziness. We are seeing you. It's sad that the church doesn't talk about it. Everything is normal. We are preaching our nice sermons and people are feeling cool in church. You know, everything is, you know, you will get double breakthrough. Yeah, the last time we were watching Ohima Mercy, and you started something different, Dogsa. And we were watching the feed on Facebook. I don't know whether it was the Dogsa, but we were watching myself and did it. You know, it was they who watched for some time and said, you know, come on, let's watch. And then she was preaching. And that day, her numbers were 175, just few people watching. And they noted, she said, do you realize that today that she is not saying, receive it, the Lord will lift you. Break spirit of Jezebel. Break spirit of whatever. You know, do you realize that today that she is telling the people, don't push yourself on a man. Don't let a man cheat you. Don't let, you know, promiscuity lead you to hell. Don't let a crazy lifestyle take you away from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Do you realize that today she is disseminating pure gospel? Nobody wants to watch. They don't want to hear it. Oh, what a problem. She is telling the young ladies, fear God, live a holy life, a careful life, apply wisdom and all that. Nah, the people don't want to hear. They want to hear, break the spirit of Abaddon. Really? Before you get on your seats, allow me to read the scripture to you. And it's Revelation chapter 13. Tonight, today I'm starting a series and I would love you to follow this series extremely carefully. I will use the opportunity to thank God for the life of my mother, Dr. Christiana Dotete, who invited me to be part of their 14-day fast and prayer, which they are finishing today. Mommy, thank you. I'm grateful for the privilege to preach alongside great people. It is an honor always. Now, let me, you know, start this particular series by first of all reading the scripture, Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 1 to you. I will read downwards to possibly verse number 10, and then I will allow you to take your seat. The Bible, and this is going to form part of my substratum or the basics of the series that I will be preaching to you from now until the close of February. The Bible said, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon the horns were 10 crowns, and upon his head was the name of blasphemy. In the second verse, the Bible said, and the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet was the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave the beast power. So previously, in the previous two verses, he had talked about a dragon in the book of Revelation. Now he is proceeding further, and he is making the submission that there is a dragon that will give power to the beast, to his throne or seat, and his great authority. I proceed further, and then I read, and I saw one of his herds, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world, notice, he didn't say all the earth. He said all the world. Anytime you see the world, it is talking about the system that rules the earth. For example, it is talking about the software that drives your phone, the software that drives your computer. He is dealing with the technological aspect. He is dealing with the hierarchical aspect. He is dealing with the system, the Greek word calls it cosmos. He is dealing with the system that operates. Everybody should go and get a Ghana card. Everybody should re-register their phone. Everybody should, all these, that kind of thing. He is talking about a system. It's a system. Even a church runs a system. Before you are a member, you are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a system. If I go to the bank right now to open a bank account as a church, they would demand a constitution. It's a system. The Bible said, and all the world wandered after the beast. In other words, the whole system. The American system, the British system, the Japanese system, the Chinese system, the Indian system, the Near East, the Middle East, the Far East system. They all wanted. Can you put this in another version? Maybe let me just pick a different, they were all amazed. They were amazed and followed the beast. The whole earth was amazed and they followed the beast. In another version, I will appreciate, look at that. In just that line, the whole world marveled at this miracle and gave allegiance to the beast. Go back to the previous version and then let's read the next verse. In this verse, the Bible makes a very solid submission. He said, and they worship the dragon that gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? In verse number 5, the Bible is saying, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power given unto him to continue 42 months. And the next verse says, he's a focus place. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. Tend this in a different version. In this version, the Bible is saying, and it began to curse God, his name, the place where he lives, and all those who live in heaven. To the previous version, the Bible is saying, he spoke blasphemy against God. And this particular verse is going to be where I will stay in 2 Sundays, because I have seen even blasphemy come into the pulpit. Blasphemy against the name of God, his throne, his kingdom, and the people that dwell in heaven. In other words, now people can easily and loosely speak against Bible patriarchs and matriarchs. Instead of us defending the word, the gospel, the text, the pulpit, the name of the Lord, his kingdom, we are supposed to be doing the apologetics, the defense of the word of God. Rather, we have become the people that is speaking blasphemy. And when I look at the mockery in church, mockery in the house of God, and mockery in the pulpit, when I look at the extent by which we have taken the name of the Lord into certain things, when I even look at how we have degraded the prophetic ministry and brought it to useless things. I will repeat to you this morning, the prophetic ministry, you know, it is not for useless things. It is for weightier matters. And somewhere here would I tell, is what the prophetic is used for. Not for useless and, you know, frivolous, loose things. No. No. And so the mockery is so amazing. Sometimes I sit and ask myself, is it by force to prophesy? Is it by force to prophesy? Why have people become so cheap for popularity? Why are you going with that popularity? When people are craving to become famous, sometimes I wonder. When you become famous, you cannot go to your normal watchy joint, your Abba Boy watchy joint, Abba Boy joint, and you know, Rococo and Gatio. You can't go there anymore. The way I was an ardent customer of Manyamame's Choba. Now I can't go there. Ya shit drop house. You both fruit to me, see. I both fruit to me, to be in ye. You told me fruit to be in ye. We were at Hello FM for our interview for Love Talk last year. And, you know, we were with myself, Dede, and Kosia Sapong. You were with us. You know, you were not with us. You know, and so we came out of the radio station, market women around the place. The moment we came out, I just said, Kosia Munga Mumienko. And the gentleman wanted to take a photograph. I said, next time, the moment I spoke, my voice came out. A woman shouted, Sovereignty! We are just popularity of a wood. Kayed by a cryamba. Kayed by the driver was packed. They say, you can't say, 2 years, you have a taxi. People are mocking the integrity, veracity, and the authenticity of the holy God. The pulpit is no more talking and disseminating truth, the way, the life anymore. Now it's useless talk. And sometimes I sit down and I'm asking, how are some of those things that you people are disseminating going to change or transform the soul? Asamwa, yen yate ya, you befa Christo ye ye uranin ye krajin, and yet bin amoke kanwa. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you so very much. You're looking amazing. Good morning to all of you. You are online. This is the time of evangelism and spreading the gospel and the mission of Christ. You know, when Christ sent the church, our mission was very clear. And didn't want to beat about the bush. Our game is all about souls. Our game is all about souls. The lost belongs to the Lord. And once they come in, they are empowered and deployed. They become part of God's army. They work for God. Church is not just dressing up one nicely Sunday morning, see that you're looking good. No! That is not church. Waiting for another Sunday to show up. We have a mission and we have a task. In other words, let us stop our useless petty differences. He wears trousers, they go to church on Saturday, another goes to church on Sunday. You know, why are the ladies not wearing duku? Why are the ladies, you know, having makeup? All this useless fighting against ourselves. If you use ATM card, you are going to hell. If you wear chains, you are going to hell. All this madness that you have brought into the house of God. You want to wear what? You don't want to wear. Don't disturb anybody with your madness, because the people who are supposed to be on the narrow way are on the broad way, and they are perishing. And souls in circle are perishing. Souls in Ashiamai are perishing. And we are in church talking useless stuff. They're Pentecost 4 years, apostolic 4 years, alabaster 4. When God is, Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane that they all may be one. That they all may be one. They will come to the unity of faith. They will all come to the unity of faith. And then they will stand for one cause, one purpose, one God, one baptism, one faith. Yeah, one message. Stop your madness. We don't have time for that. And the Christians are busily talking rubbish. Don't think that the whole Ghana is Accra. Go to places and they have not even heard your Jesus before. Here in Ghana, there are villages in the north, they have not seen even a tin of milk before. They don't know there is even something called internet. They don't even know, you can be preaching here and people are watching you all over the world. They don't even understand that technology. Such darkness is brooding upon people, and God wants to save the soul. And our agenda is not fighting around ourselves. Now, if you look carefully at this particular image of the beast, there is a beast that I, just read about. It portrays something like this. I was telling my graphic designer, one of them, I said to, the designer who did this did well, but this is not it. Because the Bible says upon each horn is a crown. So design a crown and fix it all over, this stuff, and let's know exactly what we are talking about. Number two, the Bible said that the mouth of the beast is like a lion. It has the skin of a leopard, but the mouth, the head, the facial appearance is as of a lion. And the feet is the foot of a bear. In other words, a foot of a bear will depict like the foot of a man, but with claws, not with nails, claws. Five claws upon the bear is depicting something. Having said all this, I will go further, even down to verse number 10, where my message for today is, and then I will disseminate it very quickly. And so you jump from somewhere, because I'm building to that place. Yeah, it was given unto him to make war with the saints. You are going to see persecution against Christianity. You are going to see it. If you declare your stand and conviction for Christ, sister, may say, you be true, baby, what problem? I'm telling you. And to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And so if you go to verse number 8, the Bible said, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. The next verse says, if any man have an ear, let him hear. But I will read verse number 10. Now look at this carefully. He said, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. And then he finished the submission by saying, here is the patience and the faith of the saints. I will read that line one more time. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Allow me to begin from here, this particular line, and use the opportunity. Now, when I talk about the beast, everybody who is a Christian, born again believer, child of God, will come to a very simple realization. Three truths. Number one, when we talk about the beast, we have to divide it into three spectrums. Number one, we have to talk about the beast, in a past or historic epiphany. And then talk about it in a current epiphany. And talk about it in the futuristic or eschatological epiphany. DMA Pastor Michidani said, many years ago, I have read books and I'm still reading books about this particular epiphany. Many years ago, they thought Emperor Nero was the beast. Many years ago, they thought the Caesars, Julius Caesar, Tiberius Caesar, and the rest of the Caesars, they thought were the beast. Then many years ago, they thought, you know, Adolf Hitler was the beast. They even brought it to the church and said that a priest was the beast. Therefore, all these people are dead and gone. And there are books written with their names attached to it that they were the beast. As I'm speaking right now, there is a big argument that COVID-19 is the beast. Big, big argument. Well, I will stand here and can boldly tell you it is not. The reason is because before the beast will be released into the world, before the dragon will emerge, the church will not be here. Therefore, what you call rapture will take place. Whether I am real or not. Rapture no November will be a hunu smoothness level. Yeah. Rapture will determine it. Ye shim na waka. Brim will be brim one. Some you confuse drew pa say ye rapture namida so ha. Mr. Manuel Fourby, Beba Church, I dream a Beba, they dream of you, good. Quasi, I can't say one good. Maybe some say, and I'm going to say, oh, baby, go. I'm going to say, oh, baby, go. The rapture will determine that when you may be goons and any. It was our power. So Matthew chapter 3, verse number 12. Yeah, his winnowing fan is in his hand. The Bible is saying very clearly, he shall gather the wheat into the kernel and burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. The Bible said he will purge the floor thoroughly. There is going to come that particular thing. And so when I stand in the pulpit and I'm preaching the word of God, I should be able to rightly divide the word of truth. That the beast is not No, minim sample crofo have come up strongly. You know that a pani. No. And your pani. What happened to polio? What happened to measles? What happened to yellow fever and all that? It's not pani. And therefore, I'm going to encourage all of you, you know, take protection because this COVID-19 thing is not a joke. It's not a joke. I know people very close. Yeah, close. Very, very close. We don't want to talk about it in church because there are all crazy theorems, all these, you know, kind of things about it. And so I haven't said that it is not it. Let me even proceed further and tell you the truth. In the future, when the church is raptured, then we are going to see a physical system. It is going to be a technological system. If you study carefully, you know, the mark of the beast, it is not a health thing. It will not be a health. If you calculate the number of the beast, 666, if you're a mathematician and you sit down and calculate it, it is not a health thing. It's a technological thing. Those of you who have done HTML in technology, in IT, and those of you who know very clearly, you know, coding and decoding or encoding, you will come to a realization that those numbers are very crucial numbers. Very crucial numbers. So it's a technological thing. Yeah, look at the way we are all crazy about technology. You woke up this morning without quiet time and Bible, you check Facebook and Instagram. Therefore, if they say this is the mark of the beast, you yourself will go to the office and say, Mama, me too. Me beast, me too. Having answered that, I will proceed further and deal with it. When I see the beastly activity coming, I see it is attacking a system that is attacking the patience and the faith of the believer. This generation is an intolerant generation. Intolerant government, intolerant leadership, intolerant church people, intolerant church. Put the scripture back. Intolerance! Intolerance. Look at that. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Yeah, well, we want God to do something for us, but we have no patience. Impatience. You put people in office, they are very intolerant. They loot as if there is no tomorrow. Shocking! And he's talking about patience. And that is one thing this generation doesn't have. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 36. He talks about patience. The Bible is very clear in that particular submission. I am going to tell everybody who is watching me and listening to me, be careful you don't miss the narrow gate. Because it is so eminent when you... The Bible said you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. 2022, if there is a commodity you need, patience! Patience. You need patience in prayer, patience in your faith, patience in your family, patience. Be patient with your wife and with your husband. Be patient. Be very patient. When I look at certain things that, you know, goes on, I realize that even the young ladies are not patient anymore. And that is why we can jump into relationship with people's husbands. No patience. Very intolerant. A generation is such that we want everything very fast, fast cooked. You know, because oh yeah, impatient, intolerant. You need patience. I am talking about, you know, and this is the reason why these boys are into rituals. Sleeping in coffins, drinking blood, using human excrements for whatever rituals and all that because they want to drive a Mercedes C-Class. Very interesting generation. Somebody can just go and say that, may you suffer, but mon frère, mon mame. I want crowd. I want to be popular. I want to have more money. And they join secret societies and all these kind of things because we are not patient. We are not patient. You see somebody has built a house, then covetousness takes over. Jealousy and envy. And then we are also, now you can have people boldly come to you and ask you the question. Now, this is a generation in which we are. Oh yeah, now we have political leaders, even if they will kill you to maintain power, they will. Because there is no patience. Yeah. This is the patience and the faith of the believer. In Hebrews chapter 12, he makes another submission, very solid. Hebrews, we read it the last time in this place, in verse number 1 and possibly verse number 2. Yeah, the Bible said, wherefore, seeing also we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. Ministry with patience. For him, when I tell you the impatience in ministry, the immediate, a yes of will be time. Another sofo! Another sofo! A yen a time. Him, I mess, he's doing tahila. Oh, next year will be better tahila. Run the race with patience. When I am seeing, where is the patience of God? Where is it? There is a race set before you. And that race must be run with patience. patience, looking up to Jesus. The next verse, looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Yeah, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Yeah. And is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, looking up to Jesus. Now it is not Jesus anymore. We preach our own theorems. We preach what will make people feel good. The gospel is gone. There is no, you know, pure, correct interpretation of the gospel of Christ. You know, he came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them that believed in his name, he has given them power to become children of God. That one is gone. Now the Lord will give you double. It doesn't even matter the life you live. When you take people's husbands and wives, when you extort money from people, you can still wear the uniform and as if nothing has happened, live the life normal. Now that is the message. You can enjoy yourself in the club. Sunday, come to church. It's normal. Everything is normal. Now normality have become abnormality, and abnormality have become normality. This is where I am right now. And therefore, when you preach like this, you are rather the problem. And the message you are preaching is rather the problem, because we are not ready for that kind of message. Yeah. You know, if somebody is extorting and somebody is deceptive and somebody is all that, it's normal. It's normal. That is a generation. In your presence, first, and then could you see now woman Yakuku drew? Ponyma could drew. Would the honor stress it? Would you mean beside the side and you? I'm telling you! The judgment of God is upon the families and upon homes. I'm telling you the mind of God. And this is what the church is failing to tell the believers. I'm telling you, whether you believe it or not. I'm talking to you. You better hear the mind of God. Yeah. Don't blaspheme. This is the form of blasphemy that we are talking about. We create all this, you know, madness. And then we put the name of the Lord on it. We put the name of the Lord on it. Look at the oaths we take. I pledge through faith and allegiance that I will protect, defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana, and that I will do right to all manner of persons. Should I default this oath, I shall submit myself, you know, and suffer the penalty thereof. We said this and go and do it in group. And then very clearly, we bring a man and a woman to the altar right here. And then we say, I take you to be my lawful wedded husband. I pledge to have you and to hold for better, for worse, for richer and poorer, in health and in sickness, until death do us part. And you will make sure it comes with wickedness, a reprobate mind, an evil mentality. They will make sure, say, if they made, you know, a property with you, they will make sure you don't get any part of it. If they did any effort with you, they will make sure that you know. But he said, when you kuno and our ex-wife or ex-husband, the muye together, and I said, dear, you know, munama kamutia bomwa, doors open for you. Your ex will go and close all the doors on you. And then in your business, the mon sabotage no more. Yes! And you will be shocked. He is preaching. Minim se wunti minkasa, because mumu piti piti ukrofo. Ekutababro na dia. The Lord is going lemele baha. Jai sense. Stop the gibberish. I come here to tell you the mind of God. You can't speak kindly to your own wife and husband, and you are here shouting on God. Lebalabala kalibele elekola. You cannot kindly. Middle. I mean, shut up. Nadia na ye. What is here? Come on. Wouldn't you mean go? We'll be a year and one bap is here. You're an idea. You're on the phone. Patience! Looking up to Jesus. If we know Christ, this nation called Ghana, if we truly know Christ, we'll be soaring and flying by now. We are not trying for. We are not trying for. We are not trying for. You have a form of godliness. You deny the power thereof. When I look at the level of acting in church and in the name of God, I realize that we have taken the name of the Lord our God in vain. Most of the things we do in our churches are acting and pretentious, hypocritical mimics and gimmicks. Gimmicks! Yeah. It will be because yankasa ye dimun tintin ba. Ya pointin it! You see these young people called bloggers? Most of them don't fear God. If you try, they will mess you up. We'll be up building a reputation for 40 years. They will use 40 minutes to crash it down. All because they want traffic to their page. And they want money from YouTube. And yeah, they don't care how they get the money. This! So they can just take a sex tape for Pastor Uso and Sam Mehdi. And the whole page is crowded. Now we are so crazy about nudity. Naked pictures. Christians will watch on any co-hotel, on any diet. Look at how curious you are and how passionate you have become of somebody's downfall. And you come back and sit here as a Christian. The Bible, Jesus said, strive to enter into the narrow gate. Luke chapter 13, verse number 24. Strive! Mum pray. Why are you strive to enter into the straight gate, for many, I say, will seek to enter and will not be able. Any problem with the prince and Kumbi without protecting him, sister Joe Prio, Joe Prio. I mean, the life for no woman, wouldn't him say this life is not pleasing unto God? This morning, lessons number one, assess yourself. Examine yourself, your patience and your faith. Your patience and your exam. Put yourself in an analytical assessment. Am I a Christian? Am I a child of God? Am I a pleasure unto God? Yeah, you know, not when we take the holy things like the anointing of God and use it, you know, to distort, to, you know, manipulate people. The Lord said, when the Lord have said nothing, I have taken the name of the Lord, my God, in vain. And the Bible said he will not hold me guiltless. Jesus, if he is preached in this particular pulpit and in all pulpit purely, no selfish aggrandizement or personal gain, I tell you, people will truly be transformed. Born again, transformed in the blood of the Lamb. Utimu se wasakra, or ye soundly born again. But anyhow, look at, let me use these police officers who have been interdicted. All of them. I know, say, obi our problems. Everybody has problems. Yeah, why you cry your problems? Cry change, you be. But there is a fruit of the Spirit called self-control. Everybody say self-control. Self-control, the Lord will not control yourself for you. The Lord will give you the grace to control yourself. Say amen. Self-control. Many people don't have that. Self-control is gone. And so a police officer can be drunk on duty in uniform. As for that thing, it's very common. Me name boy back who are they FBU. Your broom ye kukuru no bed cop got them, not that got them in uniform. Not that got them. You want to channel me at the end. I know the Ngamunye interdiction, you will sack him. Chief Inspector Baku will leak on. be true how the you know how the touchlight he came. Hey, our boys are here. Blue fuse, know him so. A pop anymore. Our boys are here. Boys are here doing what? More harm we are there. What are our boys here for? An officer can put his hand in Obi a name in uniform. Then I'm going to grant you uniform, Nasiana. Regina, make us say, my uniform was shaman, you're soft. When you meet me, every day to the Christ, I hear me, not something a new yam, Nankem Fatako few drew, that you was my frau. It is her drew and no yam yam, I'm coming to you, Massam. Say, no yam yam yam. The uniform is not for Jimmy. Obisha police atadia yemfeni mi. Obisha doctor atadia yemfeni mi. Obisha you know soldier atadia yemfeni mi. Obisha Christo atadia Christo ni yemfano nsunyi mi. Yemfeni mi. Engrafu and engrafu ya store. Hey. When you are BSC dying, when Charles sees so. We am share show. When we are be a pastor, say, who see that? When him say, who see that? Sister, I won't share. I'm serious. Reaching we no mum pedo. We are pastor. Next week on man, sorry. So my name yo kakra. Or when I could feel draw gusu call and what you have a baby for. Sister Bako, stop be with you. Omu we are sister Gusto. As I'm speaking to you right now, there is a young lady who comes to Forest and Bible Cassia. Here. I can't find locking it down, you know, put your padlocks and lock all her shops. Goods in it. The reason is because of Obi or Mobile Kofani free in the crew mobile. Introduce the girl to all her suppliers. This person stole money, went to the suppliers, took the contracts away from this one. And then a mama papa yaya dance. A day! A Christopher! A day! Na mama papa yaya dance. Obi ya wo papa! Na de papa ne kiki reform. One person who papa you. A day na mama papa yaya dance. It is, they say, will be near Jumaya. As I'm speaking to you right now, we have a slot of somebody, 20 slot of somebody wanting to train people. Well, it's 3 years. But now it's becoming difficult. So we'll be where Juma crowd, be catching and so forth. Maybe, you know, sales people, me, you know, maybe, you know, a general manager back home, maybe them the edit. They rather employ Muslims. They rather employ unbelievers. They rather employ people because the Christians will come, you know, during work hours. What's up? Call we are free that there is time for everything. My people perish for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed. I'm reminding you of 5 things. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Judgment is real. Rapture is real. And death is inevitable. I'm telling you. The people who bent yesterday at Gomwa, they had also gone to 31st night. They had also prophesied on their own lives, and they were trusting God it was going to be a great year. It didn't happen. Yet hey, our days are depleting. Me say, we are dot here. Me are dot here. We are dust, and in dust we will return. I'm telling everybody, it doesn't matter when I got to the car park this morning, I gave God the glory, and I look at all the lovely cars that have been parked on the car park, beautiful cars. I thank God for his honor and his covenant with you and how he's blessing you. But I want to remind you, First Peter chapter 1, verse number 24. All that is a reader. For all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower will fall away. Sit down and assess yourself. Sit down. Analyze yourself. Be honest with yourself. Self-check and examination. And when you finish, lesson number two, total devotion to God. In 2022, my patience and my faith, total devotion. That I will love God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 5. The Bible is very clear. Thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. I like verse number 6. And these words which you have heard this morning, let it be on your heart. Let it be on your heart. And in now commerce. And in now commerce. And someone want to obey. And in now commerce. People mistreat people. And when they die, they come and stand by their casket. When the people were alive, they never spoke kindly to them. They were not nice to them. I was in a funeral like that. The wife, when she was alive, the two men made any obana down for that name person. They may sorry catch your band in TD. Watch him in TD. They say, Kunun, my chimp, and I could go drum in Yanunu. In TD. In TD. Watch him in TD. A Jamainoa. What bona crying? Yeah. Says about Funua, what did he can see? Watch him in TD. No, it doesn't work that way. I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25. The Bible makes a very solid submission. 1 Corinthians 9, 25. The Bible said, if any man striveth for masteries, he is temperate in all. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we do it for an incorruptible crown. Verse number 26, the Bible said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, not as uncertainly, yeah? So fight I, not as one that is beating about the bush. Make sure that you are not running the race uncertainly in 2022, and make sure you are not beating about the air or about the bush. In verse number 27, the Bible said, but I keep my body under, I keep my body and bring it into subjection, lest by that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself will be a castaway. Turn this into a different version. This scriptures, a successor will be a through scripture. Because you move a prayer, bro. May not make a chill. Maybe I strike a blow. No, I don't need it. Turn into something else. In this particular one, the Bible said, I harden my body with blows and bring it under complete control. To keep myself from being disqualified after having called others to the contest. You brought people to Christ, and by the time you get to the judgment seat, they are in crowns and your name is not in the book of life. Hey, you know your airport too. It is an airport. Everybody is waiting for their flight. We are all in an airport, in a transit point, and that transit point is the earth. We are waiting for our flight. The day your flight comes and you board, Some people, will shock you, don't have boarding passes. And they look at you. Meanwhile, you have paid the ticket for another person. And that person has a boarding pass and you don't. I was telling the young lady the other time, and I will repeat it to everybody. I'm serious. In Shannon Sobo, I am Cassia. It's to be believed, Arana, Rakura, Nana, Marabahira, Nana, Nankonsetim, Nanyachum, Tim, Nakronoa, Dreefi, a woody Neshas here. What bregu? Please, you know, now, so stand to your feet. What bregu? Organized a healer, you know, in Kunya instruments, wine, publicity, interviews, wine, TV, and all that, internet, and all that. And we do our things. And we don't please God. Ya bragu! I'm telling you. And so, Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21 is very, very integral. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Because money is not everything. I'm telling MPP and NDC, money is not everything. Money is not everything. And power is not everything. Power is not everything. An MP can die, a former minister can die, a minister can die, and they are in a mortuary. They leave their bed and they are lying on a structure, a metal structure, and their cushion bed is sitting there because they couldn't believe, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, that all things are vanity and they are reduced to dust. And I look at the hatred. Put the scripture back. Let me read it one more time. Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 10. The patience. Revelation 13 and verse number 10. Focus, please. The Bible said, here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Patience. After you have suffered a while, he will establish you. Prepare and settle you for good works. Sometimes what you are going through is not the devil. Sometimes it is divine orchestration. God can put you in the wilderness to train you. And he will not train you with toys, but with scorpions, bear, and lions. Yeah. And so sometimes, you know, we should not ascribe it to the devil, because God is working behind the scenes. After you have suffered a while, he will settle you, fortify you, and prepare you for good works. After you have suffered a while. I want to tell somebody who feels like me, everybody is going ahead of me. Patience! Patience. Patience. And he brought in faith because many people have deserted the faith. Oh yeah, many people have deserted the faith. A pastor was telling me, since lockdown, I have lost half of my church. A pastor telling me, or see, from lockdown, half of the church didn't come back. So I have no more way. Patience and your faith. When you Christo sum ya chum and in shufe ni mu kita babro kasiye to ton yum wo so be ye ye bini. Oh yeah. Yeah. Because she had before baby, I share mine. She is onono ye bibia, but the woman is a witch. No DBBA anymore. Sorry, this, that. Confusion was often our yemuna, mami, and the bar. Yeah. No, the truth is the only thing that we need in this end time. Ghana needs the truth. The church, we need the truth. We need to look into the eyes of each other and tell ourselves, Jai Jimmy, you know. Tell the truth. They don't like it. But catch it all. You know, I saw the thing that the people said, oh, Kofi Odo, he's sometimes too harsh and all that. Upa say the truth in the end and nice for you. A man in me, man, ni boom. One more film, and peniswa me, but you see, and be a momo. Jimmy, eh? Munya, I say, Jimmy, you know. I will tell it to you as it is. Man, penin, eh, toilet. Man, you know, I'm blame you, omo. Man, I'm start here, say, mube, sisi, toilet. And I, yes, sir. Domo, jio, omo, dear. Where is that spirit? Where is that communal labor that we taught us in cultural studies when we were in school? Where is that spirit? Rubbish. Catch it, woman. Let them know that when we say repent, it means change your mind. Change your mind. Like you don't go finish university and expect a job from government. Change your mind. Too many opportunities all over. When the people were, you know, I'm caught up form and I form, you know, or my family and I find the question here. And I realized 20,000 people came together, put 200 together. And I said, look at the opportunity they cannot even see. All these people can come together and get leaders. And just 200, they have raised capital for entrepreneurship. I could you now say, oh, pay fire service. And all these people are there going to do fire service. Huh? 20,000 people have raised capital. Straight! They cannot even see it. Fire for the police, the immigration, oh, Sienyansa, Surunyame, Fawonotoneso. Let's see Sienyansa! They couldn't see that opportunity. And until then, a gang of fire, Oma Gadan Crawford, so I'm recruit to fire service. Lapa say, yeah. I'm recruit to fire service. The Jew will be at 7,000. It's 7,000 now per fire. Hey! Sana Motia! Who are 7,000 open fire service? That is capital. Open for 7,000 crack bubulushi. Idrada, I promise you, in 2 days you will double that money. Who are 7,000 jina fire? La Paz, Emma Froster. So they will call fire. Now she ni pay guho. Ni pay guho. Not less than 50 to 100 people. It calculates you only 100 by 7,000. Straight is 7 million. Straight is 700,000 rather. 700,000. More 700,000. Come together, make me a leader. Let's start a company. Sienyansa. Yeah, they are macro for fire service officers in a bar and angro for Nigani. For Bonnie Hunyansa. Miss Mcrofire desperate. I could be aware desperate in Mudo. Proverbs 22:22. Mobroni, a monocro, no. Will be our mobbo. The cultural assembly for any frifos you can mudia. As a matumo. Disabled for allowances now, be the munch. I'm telling you, Mobruni, I'm monochrono. Rob not the poor because he is poor. And do not afflict or oppress the afflicted in the gate. Next version will surprise you. Look at the next verse. Don't take advantage. No, no, no. Verse number 23. For the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul that spoiled them. Put it in a different version. This one said the Lord will argue their case for them and threaten the life of anyone that threatens theirs. We, that scripture, we, ubinya benye juma esi echroni edi abone yo. Ubiya okoye disi. We, uhiya. And son will be very mampeni, yes, your excellency. Kai we. Proverbs 22:22-23. Your excellency, the moment you pick up the pen to sign anything, remember the scripture. Serious! If you threaten the life of this nation, God will threaten yours. Oh, Mubeti. What are you saying? Tia! Mubeti. Parliament, baby. Bring your camera. For our parliament, as they will be resetting or resuming, I pray in the name of Jesus that they will go with the fear of God. They will tremble at your word. They will go with the heart of integrity, veracity, and authenticity for patriotism for this nation. No selfish interest, no selfish gain, no, you know, pettiness. But they will go with your fear and maturity. 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 That Obi Papa don't deserve blows. We need to brainstorm. Reason together. Don't vote for old people. You can replay the video on Facebook. Play the national anthem for us. Your right hand is on your heart. And we are asking the grace of God and the blessing of God over this nation. Yes, sir. Can you stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana, on the altar of God, and make intercession for this nation? Remember to pray for my president and his beautiful wife and the first family. Ask the grace of God to heal our nation and bring us out of a comatose state. We need the grace of God and the help of God to carry us through in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody lift your hands and ask the grace of God. Come on. Yay! Master, in the name of Jesus, remember our land, heal our land, save our country. In the name of Jesus, be the builder and the keeper of this nation, we pray. Oh God, in the name of Christ Jesus, my Lord, we are asking for your grace and for your help. Come through, intervene. Bring us to the place of restoration, grace, and power and glory in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Pray for our institutions that we will be faithful and loyal to Ghana, our motherland. Yeah. And pledge ourselves to the service of Ghana with all our strength and all our might, to promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and the toil and the suffering and the pain and the price paid by our fathers. And pledging all things to uphold and defend the integrity of Ghana. Can you pray for yourself wherever you'll be going, whatever you'll be doing? We are asking for the hand of blessing of God's grace in the name of Jesus. Come on. In Jesus' precious name. And the peace and the help of God keep you throughout the week. Schools that are going to be reopened this week, we deploy the children in the presence of God that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. The Lord will keep us in the name of Jesus. And we declare that every weapon of the enemy is foiled in Jesus' name totally. In imagine my way, the person will boss who in your me and nimum pipe boom. None anymore tear canny and a toss. For 2020, your efforts, your enterprise, bring it before the throne of God. In imagine my way, but let as Hannah prayed. And yet easy, but when you mean them net here, things may be very difficult, but God knows them that are His. My God. Before I pray, I'm going to ask everybody watching us online, on TV, listening to us on radio, I am going to ask, if you do not know Christ as your Savior, your personal Savior, and if you want your sins to be forgiven, your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray for everybody who will pray that prayer with us. I'm asking your grace for them abundantly. Yeah, that we will know you and the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering. Be made conformable unto your death. That Christ in us will be the hope of glory. To be contentment. Godliness with contentment, which is great gain. It is certain we came into this world with nothing, and we shall also exit with nothing. Therefore, may we fear you, love you, and serve you in spirit and in truth. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, I give you thanks that you are at work. Surely you shall also accomplish. In Jesus' name, let this week be a fulfilling week of inshiramu, inshiramu, inshirankwa. In Jesus' precious name. I pray for this nation. I pray for my president. I pray for the first family. I pray for the efforts of government. I pray for the people of Ghana. And I'm asking, may we know that righteousness exalts a nation. And sin is a reproach to any people. Thank you that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sweet Melodies 94.3. I'm on Sun Television, Facebook Live, YouTube, and podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. You want to join us for our offerings? 0249-809911. The 0249-809911. Also 0592296667. The 0592296667. You can join us in any of that.
Doesn't matter what you're going through.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.